industry titan Ratan Tata was given a ceremonial guard of honor by the Mumbai police after his mortal remains were brought to a crematorium in Worli for final rites on Thursday evening, reported the PTI. Meanwhile, Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde, his deputy Devendra Phadnvis, Gujarat CM Bhupendra Patel and Union Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal were present at the crematorium in central Mumbai. Earlier, and Amit Shah paid respects to industrialist Ratan Tata at NCPA in Mumbai. Amit Shah had arrived at the National Centre for Performing Arts, NCPA, in South Mumbai with Chief Minister Eknath Shinde, Deputy CM Devendra Phadnvis and Union Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal, have joined millions of Indians to grieve the sad demise of Ratan Tata ji. Also laid a wreath on behalf of PM Shri Narendra Modi ji, Amit Shah said in a post on X. Amit Shah said that Ratan Tata, 86, will always be remembered as a beacon of patriotism and integrity. As an industrialist respected across the world, he steered the Tata Group into global prominence. His life and commitment to the nation stand as a pole star in India's industrial landscape, the union minister said. He led the Tata Group with clean corporate governance, adhering to the rules, and made efforts to build a better society through the Tata Trusts, Amit Shah said. Ratan Tata Ji's legacy will continue to guide those who lead the industrial sector of the country for a long time to come, Amit Shah added. Ratan Tata's mortal remains were kept at the National Centre for Performing Arts, NCPA, in South Mumbai for people to pay respects from 10:30 a.m. to 3:55 p.m. Later, they were taken to the crematorium for last rites. Ratan Tata, credited with transforming the Tata Group into a globally renowned conglomerate, died at the Breach Candy Hospital in Mumbai on Wednesday night, with PTI inputs.